This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Passover is one of the most important holidays on the Jewish calendar, and it begins Wednesday night. Lasting a week, it celebrates the ancient Israelites' escape from Egypt. Generations of loved ones often gather around a large symbolic Seder meal. This year, though, things are different because of COVID-19. Here's a look at virtual Passovers. Online services like Temple Shalom's from last Friday night aren't new for Dallas. That synagogue's senior rabbi, Andrew Paley, says services at his Far North Dallas temple have been live-streamed for years.
It's only become recent over the past few weeks that we have moved away from being in the sanctuary and the chapel to sort of a remote location where we've been able to facilitate our worship through various platforms.
Paley says some, like his synagogue, use Zoom, others Facebook. Forced by COVID-19 to maintain physical distance, Paley adds that it's the safe, responsible thing to do, but it's not the same. Not a substitute.
It is a replacement this year under these circumstances that allow us to experience community, you know, differently and hopefully in a meaningful way.
5 miles south in a different synagogue, that's the hope of Rabbi Daniel Utley, too. He serves in Temple Emmanuel, one of the oldest synagogues in Dallas. It's approaching its 150th birthday. Utley says Passover is a celebration of faith and freedom, of shared blessings with generations of family and friends, all around the same table. That's what makes it so special.
And each person can add their own experience into the story which asks us to think of ourselves as slaves who have gone out of Egypt. And how does that change our view upon the world? How do we see injustice with that experience in our collective history?
Utley says the history of sharing face-to-face experiences and stories across generations, that's what we'll be missing this year, and that's what will hurt.
It's certainly going to bring some tears to people's eyes to not be able to gather around with their grandparents in the positive. We are all taking part in helping out the world by remaining distant.
With the hope that next year, if not sooner, those separated by necessity will no longer have to pass on gathering in person. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.